The Metaphysics of Detaching from Chapter 4, Detaching and Finding Yourself. Just to show that even famous philosophers don't always know what to say, I had a question on one of the email lists about how much detachment, and it sat in my inbox for quite a long time with no answer forthcoming. For me, though, a little soak time usually cures that, and as a special added bonus, I am actually going to throw some genuine philosophy at you. Can you believe it? More importantly, are you ready? Now, before I wax too much here, I want to explain what I mean by detaching. Now, this word seems to go in a lot of different directions in different people's minds. What I mean by detaching is distancing yourself emotionally from the actions, words, and feelings of another person. Now, as I've come to understand this from the...